He was sitting in a rocking chair in the old sailor's home. Just him and his memories as he sat there all alone. His mind drifted back to childhood and memories of his folks. How he'd always laughed at his dad's silly jokes. The delicious smells that always came from his mom's kitchen. But even then, this young boy's feet were already itching. And on the pond behind the barn, he'd build a makeshift boat, looking not much more than a raft, but at least it did float. Always pretending that his raft was a great big battle cruiser, and no matter who the enemy, they always were the loser. In his mind he already knew that when the time was ready, that he was gonna join and sail the seas in the U.S. Navy. Pearl Harbor happened, he became a sailor and went to the Pacific. The noise of battle, the loss of friends was really just horrific. And then came Okinawa and those damned kamikazes. He had manned an anti-aircraft gun and knew the duty was his, not remembering how many rounds he'd fired or how many hits. He did remember how his ship survived the terrible blitz. Korea came and he'd made chief and was stationed pushing boots, regaling them with war stories as he trained the new recruits. Peacetime came and he'd made cruises the Med and then Westpac, sailing the seven seas, then around the world and back. Friends would comment on his single status and he would always say, I'm married to the Navy and I'm gonna stay that way. Then came war in Vietnam. He's already in his 40s, on a carrier in the China Sea. He'd watch them make their sorties. Mid-70s, he lost his folks and mourned them with his tears, and realized he was nearing the Navy's maximum years. So he had retired and took a job working at a naval station, telling his World War II stories, how the Navy had saved the nation. Retirement time came again, he had no urge to roam. Gave away his worldly goods and moved to the old sailor's home. Finding old friends, making new ones, and they could share their stories of war and peace, girls and places, they relived their naval glories. He closed his eyes, saw his mom and dad, and he began to weep. He saw the angels coming for him as he passed in heavenly sleep.